And now, Daisy Vibes Only.
Sorry, what?
Daisy Vibes Only.
I didn't get it.
Daisy Vibes Only.
Well, I still didn't get it.
You know what? Let's just get started. Hello and namaste. Welcome to the first episode of our Bollywood journey. I'm Savia and you're listening to Daisy Vibes Only. And today we're diving into one of the most universal emotions, love. Whether you're in your dorm room, commuting between classes, or just chilling at home, get ready to experience the magic that only Bollywood can deliver. For those of you new to the term, Bollywood is India's Hindi language film industry, known for its vibrant storytelling, music, and larger-than-life emotions. Think of it as Hollywood with a touch of magic, melody, dazzling visuals, and hearts that beat to a unique rhythm. Today's focus is romance, a theme that transcends borders and cultures. In Bollywood, love isn't just an emotion. It's a celebration, complete with breathtaking visuals, soulful music, and unforgettable moments. In fact, Bollywood romances are known for their dreamy sequences, heart-stopping moments, and melodious tracks. And as a famous phrase says in Bollywood, "Pyar dosti hai," or "Bollywood ke bina dunya thodi si boring lagti hai," which means love is friendship. And without Bollywood, the world feels a bit boring. But now, let's dig deeper into how Bollywood has portrayed love through the decades. In the golden era of 1950s and 60s, romance was all about subtle glances, poetic dialogues, and soulful tunes. Stars like Raj Kapoor and Nargis gave to the industry timeless classics like Shri 420, where love was depicted in its simplest, most pure form. Almost like a quiet revolution of the heart. Then came the 70s and the 80s, when Bollywood romance transformed dramatically, as directors like Yash Chopra brought larger-than-life romance to the big screen and reimagined love as an epic spectacle. Complete with dreamy Swiss backdrops, majestic music, and emotionally charged narratives. Imagine watching a film where every frame is a painterly canvas, every song a declaration of passion. These films redefined love as something epic and eternal. In the 90s, we entered the golden era of modern romance. This was the time of movies like DDLJ, where the actor Shah Rukh Khan, known as the king of romance in Bollywood, with his iconic open arms pose, redefined romance for a generation. But it wasn't just about passion. In fact, these films blended family values and traditions with modernity, creating multi-layered love stories that resonated on both personal and cultural levels, which was a huge hit as India is all about cultural history. But fast forward to today, and Bollywood continues to evolve, presenting us with narratives that are raw, relatable, and real. In fact, films like Tamasha and Gully Boy shows us that modern love can be complex, filled with imperfections, struggles, and triumphs. It's not always about happy endings, but about personal growth and understanding. So, whether you're a fan of old-school charm or edgy contemporary stories, Bollywood's take on romance has a story for everyone. But now, let's switch gears. This is Boyfriend by Big Time Rush. Have you ever had the feeling you're drawn to someone? Yeah, and it isn't anything they could have said or done. And every day I see you on your own. And I can't believe it's your I'm gonna be that. Don't be scared to go. Put your trust in me.
Take a little moment to find the right word.
To find the right word.
So when I kick it to you, it ain't something that you've heard.
Something that you've heard.
I don't know what kind of guy that you prefer, but I know I got up on myself for words. See, I think I got the kind of love that you deserve.
Like Slumdog Millionaire, bigger than the Twilight love affair. I'll be here, girl, I swear.
Looking for a boyfriend.
I see that. Give me time, you know I'm gonna be there. Don't be scared to go, put your trust in me. Can't you see? All I really wanna be is your boyfriend.
All right, welcome back to Daisy Vibes Only. That was Boyfriend by Big Time Rush. But now it's time for Bolly Scoop, where we uncover some fun facts and trivia. So let's start. First of all, did you know that the term Bollywood is a playful blend of Bombay, the former name of Mumbai, and Hollywood? This reflects how Bollywood has grown into one of the largest film industries in the world, producing over 1,000 films each year. But one of the most eye-catching features of Bollywood films is their extravagant song and dance sequences. These aren't just musical numbers, they are carefully choreographed spectacles. In many movies, in fact, you might see dozens, even hundreds of dancers performing in sync, all dressed in colorful, elaborate costumes. This mix of romance, drama, action, and comedy is what set Bollywood apart. But here's another cool fact. Many of the songs in these films are sung by professional playback singers. That means the actors on screen are lip-syncing to tracks recorded by some of India's top vocal talents. This tradition helps ensure that every song is a hit, often topping the music charts and becoming a permanent part of popular culture. Also, it's an interesting thing to note that Bollywood movies often blend multiple genres into a single film. Maybe one moment you're watching a heartfelt romance, the next you might find yourself in the middle of a thrilling action sequence or a light-hearted comedy. This unique storytelling style ensures there's something for everyone. And for a little behind-the-scenes secret for you, some of the most iconic dance sequences were filmed on sets that took weeks, sometimes months, to build. Think of the elaborate sets, detailed props that transform a simple street into a magical world full of color and movement, and maybe a beautiful palace. But in reality, that place doesn't even exist. But now let's shift to Shah Rukh Khan, king of romance. You may hear this name very often in this program. But did you know that the so-called king of romance in the early days of his career wasn't even keen on doing romantic films? Initially, in fact, he ventured into action-packed and thriller roles. But as destiny would have it, films like DDLJ and K3G transformed him into the ultimate symbol of love, winning hearts not only on screen, but off it too. And these little nuggets of trivia not only showcase the creativity behind Bollywood productions, but also the highlight why the films are such a roller coaster of emotions and artistry. And as you continue your journey into Bollywood with Daisy Vibes Only, you'll start noticing these details that make each movie a grand, immersive experience. But now, to set the stage of our exploration, with a track that perfectly embodies the fusion of global beats with an indistinctly Indian twist, Jalebi Baby by Tasher and Jason Derulo.
You know I came in for the cake. Looking the money ain't the only thing I chase down. She ain't see the stars in the race. Soon as she got in that motherfucker, had her face down. That my type, my sweet babe. Go be wifey, if she freaky. Hell of a night, blowing money like Monopoly. I'm a dog, kill a kitty, no apology.
I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then chitty, chitty. Come on, baby, be my jalebi, baby.
Hey, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jalebi, baby.
Baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
Oh, I really need it.
Jalebi.
Oh, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jalebi, I know the things that you like.
Looking like a snack, looking like a whole meal. Gucci and Chanel with your red bottom heels. Ice drip like Bonnie, Barney Jato Mirirani. Shawty bad, she my divani mastani. Light it up from Hollywood to Mohali. Tasha and Derulo, it's a worldwide party.
I know that you wanna get crazy, crazy. Shawty, take it slow, then trippy, trippy. Come on, baby, be my jalebi, baby.
You know what I'ma say? Hey, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi.
I just wanna eat it.
Jalebi, baby.
Baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
Oh, I really need it.
Jalebi.
Oh, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jalebi, I know the things that you like.
Baby, let me see it.
Jalebi, baby.
I just wanna eat it.
Jalebi, baby.
Baby, let me.
Jalebi, baby.
You know I really need it.
Jalebi.
Oh, baby, let me see it.
Jalebi.
And that was Jalebi Baby by Tasha and Derulo. This is Days Vibes Only, and I'm your speaker, Savia. But now, let's move on to Starbuzz, where we spotlight the latest happenings from the world of entertainment. This week, we have exciting news from Netflix, bridging global streaming with Indian storytelling. First up, The Royals, an upcoming series that promises to blend glamour, intrigue, and the signature flair of Indian cinema. Actors Bhumi Pednekar and Ishan Khattar are set to feature in this upcoming series, which is also marked the return of Bollywood veteran Zeenat Aman. The Royals is a modern-day Indian royalty rom-com series. And as the official description of the show reads, when an entitled Prince Charming, Aviraj, meets a startup with Sophia, it's inevitable that they will bump heads. Will their ambitions collide, two worlds clash, or even spark a surprising romance? And also, don't miss Nadanya. The director Shauna Gotham and producer Karan Johar and his Dharma Productions house are set, as he said on Monday during the official announcement of the movie, to introduce new phases of romance in Hindi cinema with his Netflix film starring Ibrahim Ali Khan and Khushi Kapoor. the movie explores the emotional highs and challenges of first love. The story follows two young individuals from contrasting backgrounds, Pia, a confident South Delhi girl, and Arjun, a determined boy from Noida, as they navigate their differences and develop a deep connection. And as the official synopsis of the film reads, hire him as a fake boyfriend to save her squad. But when real feelings crush their party, can they handle the mess of falling in love? So to know more, you have to wait with me and see if they can actually handle this love. Nadanya and the Royals will be available for streaming exclusively on Netflix. And while an official release date has not been confirmed yet, the film and the series both are expected to premiere in the upcoming months. And it aims to offer audience a fresh start and take on young romance, bridging together new on-screen pairings. But also, the short film, Anuja, is officially released on Netflix. The poignant story follows a 9-year-old Anuja, played by Sajida Patan, who works alongside her sister Palak at a garment factory in Delhi, India, where the bright Anuja is faced with a life-changing choice. The future of her family rests on her shoulders. Anuja was shortlisted for Best Live Action Short Film at the 97 Academy Awards. Director Adam J. Graves and producer Suchitra Mattai also took home the top prize of Best Live Action Short when Anuja premiered last August at the Holly Shorts Film Festival. And to bring the rousing tale of two sisters on the screen, the filmmakers work with non-profit Salam Balak Trust, which provides support for working children in India, and Shine Global, plus NGOs like the Kailash Satyarthi Children's Foundation and Save the Children. And the filmmaker is joined by producers Mindy Kaling of the show Never Have I Ever, that is on Netflix, and Guneet Monga Kapoor, a winner of the Academy Award documentary short film for The Elephant Whisperer, as well as executive producer Priyanka Chopra Jonas, in their eager anticipation to bring the live-action short to audiences worldwide. And the film brings attention to crucial issues while celebrating resilience, humor, and hope. And whether you're a longtime fan or new to these styles, these Netflix originals are set to expand the new way we experience Indian storytelling on a global platform. So stay tuned for more updates on these exciting projects and make sure to watch Anuja on Netflix. But now for our final musical treat, we are blending global pop with our theme of modern romance. This is Shape of You by Ed Sheeran.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Mm-hmm. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. Of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body. First day, you and me are thrifty, so go all you can eat. Fill up your bag and I fill up the plate.
Mm-hmm. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. Mm-hmm. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like,
girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bed sheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
All right, and that was Ed Sheeran with Shape of You, everyone. And as we draw today's episode to a close, it's time for our final segment, Lights, Camera, Bollywood. Today, I'm excited to recommend a film that beautifully captures the essence of modern romance. The pick is OK Janu, which is available on Netflix, by the way. OK Janu stars Aditya Roy Kapoor and Shraddha Kapoor, and it offers a fresh take on urban love. This film explores the delicate balance of passion, vulnerability, and the everyday realities of modern relationship, all set against the vibrant backdrop of contemporary India. In the movie, a marriage-averse duo decides to cohabitate until their careers send them to a different country. The plan seems logical until real love develops. Its stylish direction and soulful music create an atmosphere that is both realistic and enchanting. I might say a perfect blend for those who will or already appreciate the charm of today's Bollywood. So, whether you are new to Bollywood or have been a long-time fan, OK Janu is a must-watch for anyone who loves a heartfelt modern love story. And as we wrap up today's first episode of Desi Vibes Only, I remind you that you can all contact us and let us know your opinion and if you know these news about Bollywood on 331 14 38 923 and let us know what you would like to hear in the next episode from Desi Vibes Only. And thank you for listening. Let's meet again next week with news about Bollywood and something more. Bye!